Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I have loved ones who have fallen away from the church. I'm sure you do too. We are stronger together than we are alone. Archbishop Naumann established us as a public association of the faithful. This means that all the prayers, works, joys, sufferings, and sacrifices of all our members form a spiritual treasury offered daily to God through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, for the Church, and for each member's personal intentions. As a member, you may designate your loved ones to receive these graces, trusting God to apply them for their conversion, sanctification, and salvation. But to fully participate in these graces and offer them for your loved ones, you must make the choice to become a member. Simply receiving the email or joining the app does not make you a member. Now, membership is free. All you have to do is click below to enroll. And let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And offer this rosary for all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Today, we celebrate the Most Holy Trinity. God is one God, but he exists as three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each person fully shares everything with the others. Nothing is held back. There's no division, no private reserve, no competition. All that the Father has belongs also to the Son and the Spirit. And they eternally give and receive and share in the joy of being God together. This is what makes God perfectly happy, a unity of love between distinct persons. And this is the happiness God invites us into, not just in heaven, but here and now in this life. The Trinity isn't just our final destination. It's also the model for how we are called to live today. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In our world, we often see others' success or blessings as a threat to our own. If someone else gets the job or the award or the top score, we feel we lose out. But in the Trinity, this kind of competition doesn't exist because each person fully shares the same divine goodness. So the Father rejoices in the Son's glory because it is also His own glory. Their good is one and the same. That's why God is love. Love means treating another's good as your own. Now for us, this isn't automatic because we are different individuals. We are not all one human being. So we sometimes see the good of another person as separate from our own. But we can love our neighbors like the Trinity if we make the choice to treat the other's good as our own. And that is exactly what Jesus taught when he said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. When Jesus was asked for the greatest commandment, he responded that we must love God absolutely and completely. But then he also added that we must love our neighbor as ourselves. What does that mean? It means that we choose to live like the Trinity. We treat our neighbor's good as though it were our good. We work for our neighbor's happiness as though it were our own happiness. And that means when something good happens to someone else, we rejoice as though it happened to us. And when something bad happens to someone else, we are sad as though it happened to us. Now, that's incredibly difficult, if I am honest, because it means we have to overcome any temptation to envy, to resentment, to acting as though we are more important than anyone else. And that's incredibly hard. In fact, it's impossible on our own, because it's a divine way of loving. It's the way the Trinity loves, not a human way. And that is exactly why the Trinity comes to dwell in our soul at baptism, to enable us to love in a way that's far beyond humans, to love the way God loves. That's why the Trinity dwells in your soul. Now the question is, are you working with the Trinity or resisting? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Probably the happiest moment of your life was when you took pleasure in someone else's pleasure, or, to put it differently, when you shared with someone else in the celebration of a common good. Do you remember when your first kid smiled for the first time? Do you remember the pure, piercing, almost painful joy that gave you? Or do you remember the last time you made a really good friend laugh, like to tears, and the two of you laughed till it was hard to breathe? Do you remember the last time your spouse said to you, "You make me so happy"? Those are the best moments human life has to offer. Why? Because we were made to love like God. We were meant to rejoice in the other's good, to unite their happiness with ours in a celebration of the same goodness. Loving your neighbor as yourself isn't a punishment or just simply a sacrifice. It's the secret to happiness. And it's the happiness we'll experience forever with God, who is happiness because he is a Trinity. This is what we mean by heaven is not only union with God, but it's also the communion of the saints, where we get to share in not only everything the Trinity has, we get to share in everything every saint has. That's going to be awesome. But we don't have to wait till heaven. It's just a shift in the way we look at life. That's it. Nothing has to change except the shift, the way we look at things. It's just a choice. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Picture the happiest you've ever felt with another human being. A spouse, a child, a friend. Remember the laughter, the embrace. Remember what it felt like when your kid did well at a sports event and you cheered. Or what it felt like when you saw your wife and thought, I don't deserve her. Or when you had a friend that you helped to get through a difficult time, and you felt so relieved and so grateful. In each of those cases, the goodness of the other, the goodness that happened to the other, was celebrated as your goodness, and you were thrilled with happiness. Heaven is that forever. God is that infinitely. Holy Trinity, come inside us and give us your joy and your love now. Help us to love the people in our lives as we love ourselves. Help us do that always, not just once in a while. And bring us to you so that we can love as you love and celebrate as you celebrate for all eternity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, since today is Sunday, I'm going to offer up my Sunday Mass for the conversion of our loved ones that are away from the church, and I invite everyone praying with us to do the same. Teresa, I have this memory burned into my mind of my junior year of high school. We were going to state track, and there are four runners in the 4x100 relay. Three of the spots were solidified, and we had a runoff for the fourth spot. It was me and three other guys. We had a 100-meter race to see who got the fourth spot to go to state track. One winner, three losers. And I'll never forget being about 50 meters into this race and being in fourth place and thinking, ain't no way I'm losing, and just willing myself to first.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, you win or you're a loser. And that mindset of competition is so drilled into us,
mm-hmm,
that it's so hard for us to grasp the way God sees the world.
Yeah. That's interesting. So you won.
Yes.
And then as punishment, you had to run again.
Well, what's really super funny is that at the state meet, that relay team, we dropped the baton after the first exchange.
Wow.
So it meant nothing.
It meant nothing.
It meant nothing.
Yeah. Well, in practice, a lot of competition doesn't mean anything. Getting a medal is really a useless item.
It's so useless.
It just collects dust. But I will say, on the other hand, like, when I was hearing this meditation, something I was thinking about was, I do think it's beautiful when, as a country, we all back something. Like,
oh, yeah,
in the Olympics,
oh, yeah,
we are like, we all feel united in the victory of someone like Simone Biles, even though we didn't do any of the work that she's doing, but we're celebrating.
That's a good example.
Now, you can also participate sports in the opposite sense, where you can only, you feel just the loss and the competition, and you feel like a loser for no reason, instead of celebrating everyone's unique victories, but
as our own.
It's the interesting element of sports and competition.
But you bring up something I've never thought about. When a country or a city or a college gets so involved in the effort of a team, mm-hmm, and shares in that joy or defeat, it really, that is kind of an expression of the Holy Trinity. Because we're sharing in the good. We didn't actually do it, but we're sharing,
mm-hmm,
in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a good image.
It's fully delighting in the good of another.
It's a good image. So why can't we take that? Because we've all experienced it. Why can't we take that and start applying that,
mm-hmm,
everywhere?
It's good sportsmanship. It's like I love watching hockey with my friend Brian Kaufman, but we root for different teams. But I can respect at least most of the players on the Washington Capitals. And when Ovechkin does something great, I'm like, hey, Brian, good work out there being a Capitals fan. And there's something really delightful about it.
But this, can we take this into our marriage and really celebrate the goodness of our spouse? Can we take this into our workplace and really celebrate the goodness of our colleagues, even competitors?
Mm-hmm.
Can we take this into all places in our life?
Yeah. Because at first I thought it was silly when you were saying the happiest point in your life was when someone else was happy. And I was like, no, you must be insane. Surely the happiest moment in my life was when I exclusively got...
It's not.
But thinking about it, we are most happy, even if it is a moment that directly benefits us, we are most happy when we are happy with others.
Well, think about it. What good is a celebration by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
So we love it when we do something great or something great happens to us and others come and celebrate that with us.
It doesn't matter what you do, say, for your birthday. If anyone says, yeah, for my birthday, I didn't get to see anyone and no one came, that it's... there's a reason we consider that deeply sad. Even if someone was like, yeah, for my birthday, I went alone to Disneyland, you'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe a resolution would be, let's find something good in another person and celebrate it with them.
Celebrate people.
You don't have to take them out for a party, but even just...
But you can.
Maybe you should. But at least... think about their goodness, delight in it, tell them about it, delight in it with them. And if you want to ratchet it up a bunch of levels and take them out for it, do that.
I think sometimes we're too analytical about our own wins and losses. And we're like, oh, my life is bad right now because all of these little things that have happened to me.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for this one good thing to happen to me. And I won't be happy until that happens. Instead of looking around at all the good that is occurring and taking joy in all of it.
Yeah, let's...
As a joint celebration, as...
Yeah. Let's look for somebody else's win and celebrate it today.
And be like, look, there's more good in the world. That's all I should care about.
Yeah. Well, not only that, every good in the world is my good.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Well, that's a great conversation.
It's a great meditation.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.